This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 with Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at the national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly. He said with this bill, the government aims to go from reactive response to proactive risk reduction. The Parliament also passed the Boilers Bill 2024 with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The bill repeals the Boilers Act 1923 and seeks to provide for the regulation of boilers, safety of life and property of persons from the danger of explosions of steam boilers. The Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill on December last year. The legislation also provides for uniformity in registration and inspection during manufacture and use of boilers in the country. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-2026. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the Finance Bill 2025 provides unprecedented tax relief to honour taxpayers.
We have done a lot of major steps through this finance bill. It's actually a bill which aims to provide tax certainty. It rationalizes a lot of provisions which are towards ease of doing business and also provides unprecedented tax relief in honor of the taxpayers of this country.
She said under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. Mr. Sitharaman announced that the new income tax bill is likely to be taken up for discussion in the next monsoon session. Earlier participating in the discussion, S. Jyotimani of the Congress raised the issue of unemployment in the country, alleging that the government is doing nothing to provide relief to the common man. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that separatism in Kashmir has become a thing of the past. In a social media post, Mr. Shah emphasized that the unifying policies of the central government have effectively eliminated separatist movements in Jammu and Kashmir. The minister highlighted that two organizations associated with the Hurriyat have announced a decision to sever all ties with separatism. Welcoming this development is a step towards strengthening national unity. He urged other similar groups to renounce separatism permanently. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the contribution of minorities will be substantial in making India self-reliant by 2047. Addressing a conference of State Minorities Commission in New Delhi today, the minister emphasized the need to prioritize the education and skill development of minorities. He said the government is running several personalized schemes for the welfare of six notified communities, which includes Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains and Zoroastrians. The United Nations has warned that the ban on secondary education for girls for a third year in a row will have generational consequences. The statement comes as a new academic year begins in Afghanistan, with secondary and higher education institutions still closed to women for yet another year under the Taliban rule. Executive Director of the UN Women, Seema Bahous, stated that Afghan girls must return to school with the start of the new school year, and depriving them of access to education is a clear violation of their rights. At least 23 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip today. Palestinian health officials said nearly 700 people have been killed since Israeli military resumed its campaign against Palestinian armed group Hamas in Gaza a week ago. In the Indian Premier League, IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have won the toss and opted to bowl against Punjab Kings in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by one wicket in Visakhapatnam last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.